You are about to take a hard rocking trip through the decades. This is The Haircuts with your host, Smacks.
Greetings, my fellow rockers. I am Smacks, and you have landed right here on The Haircuts. Welcome, my friends, to another edition, and today is going to be a taste of trim. That's right, a quick fix of our show, just like when you hit the barbershop or the hair salon and you don't need that full-on cut. I'm going to give you a scaled-down version of our show, and we are calling it The Trim. We did this back in episode 6, and what it does is it allows us to jump right into the artist in the chair. We wanted to do this episode as a way to honor one of our favorite bands here on The Haircuts. I shared with you all before that this iconic and legendary group started it all for me, and probably for a lot of you all too. I mean, their hard-hitting rock is part of our identity. It's in our DNA, right? And there's nothing like the shredding guitars, booming bass, and pounding drums that fuel our rock and roll souls. And this band lit the fire for me. I'm talking the hottest band in the world, Kiss. So way back in 2019, before the pandemic, Kiss embarked on their End of the Road farewell tour. That signaled the conclusion of an era, and the tour served as a celebration of their legacy, allowing fans to say goodbye to the band that had provided the soundtrack to their lives for nearly 5 decades. And as we're recording this episode right now, their final show on December 2nd in their home state of New York, playing in Madison Square Gardens, it will be the last performance for this legendary band. So for me, I unplugged from the band after the Dynasty album. The original lineup was Kiss for me. In fact, the godfather of rock talk radio, Eddie Trunk, did a whole episode this week on this era of the band. Now, nothing against what they did after the Dynasty LP. They had some great tunes in the 80s and beyond. Some great musicians, in fact, that played with the band, especially Eric Carr, a fantastic drummer and a real stand-up guy. There's a fabulous documentary on Eric streaming on Amazon Prime Video. It's called Inside the Tail of the Fox. I would highly recommend that you check it out. But it was really the original lineup who I connected with. I was a Kiss geek from day one. Every album, my bedroom as a sixth grader, was plastered with Kiss pics and posters from top to bottom. I was a member of the Kiss Army, and I could do jeans and Peter's makeup to a T. I was obsessed. And even though I didn't feel the need to see the End of the Road tour, I feel like a chapter of my life is closing. So I wanted to do this episode to pay tribute to the extraordinary journey of this band that brought us more than just music. They brought a spectacle that redefined the concert experience. Kiss formed in New York City back in 1973. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, who actually played together in another band called Wicked Lester, got together, and as they were forming this new music entity, they responded to an ad in Rolling Stone magazine that said, "Drummer available, will do anything to make it." Well, that, of course, was Peter Criss. And to round out the foursome, Ace Frehley responded to an ad Paul placed that said, "Lead guitarist wanted with flash and ability. Album out shortly. No time wasters, please." Well, obviously, Ace wasn't wasting anyone's time. From that point on, they aimed not to just create music, but to craft a visual experience inspired from glam rock and comic books. The most recognizable aspect, obviously, of Kiss is their costumes and face paint. Each member adopted their own unique persona. Gene Simmons was the demon, Paul as the star child, Peter Criss as the Catman, and of course Ace Frehley as the spaceman. This attention to image and the theatrics set them apart, turning their concerts into not just shows, but full-fledged rock and roll theatrics. That's what stood out to this sixth grader. This is a cut from their debut album. This is Deuce.
Yeah.
Well, Kiss quickly ascended to superstardom with that electrifying live performance. The band's dedication to delivering an unforgettable experience solidified them as one of the greatest live acts in rock history. Their breakthrough came with the release of Alive, a live album that was recorded at Cobo Hall in Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. I grew up just outside of Detroit in Pontiac, Michigan. A bit more about that city in just a moment. But Alive was the album that changed it all for me. Peter Criss's drum solo in 100,000 Years is what influenced me and drove me to become a drummer. I remember listening to that solo over and over and over again. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And when I got to meet Peter, I had my original Alive album with me that I bought in the sixth grade. And as I handed it to him to sign, I said, "This album changed my life." And he laughed and said, "Yeah, mine too." Isn't that freaking hilarious? So as we were talking, I asked him about what inspired him to use the flange on his drums during that solo. He confirmed that's what he used, and he said it was their producer, the great Eddie Kramer, that suggested doing it. I mean, what a brilliant play, right? So I've been able to get Gene, Paul, and Peter's signature on that Alive album. So I'm only missing Aces. But I can assure you, my fellow rockers, that I will finish the job. I know at some point I'm going to get to meet Ace, and I know that he'll sign that album for me to round out the four signatures. I'm going to play a cut from that live album. It's a little bit deeper of a cut. This is kind of near and dear to my heart. In sixth grade, myself and three of my buddies performed as Kiss during our school talent show. It was held in the middle school gymnasium, and it was at night, so we had parents, relatives, faculty there. It was a big deal. I played Gene for that performance, and I remember getting bitten by the performing bug that night. Needless to say, we went on to win the contest, and the only downside to the event was that I broke out in a rash because of the cheap makeup our parents used for our costumes. This song I wanted to do, but it got nixed because I wanted to use some homemade flash pods at the end, and the principal just was not in favor of us kiddies doing that. This features the Cap Man on vocals. This is Black Diamond from Kiss Alive.
Pictures of the God. Ooh, got you under
the lovely Lisa, and you're listening to Smacks on the Haircuts.
Welcome back, my fellow rockers. We're talking Kistery here today on the Haircuts, and I'm glad you're with me on this trip down my rock and roll memory lane. So by this time, I'm all in on these guys. I went out and purchased the first three Kiss albums, Hotter Than Hell, Kiss, and Dress to Kill. After the Alive album came out, they came out with a box set called The Originals, and you could get all three in one purchase. By now, I'm all caught up, all their albums, know all about my rock and roll heroes. I'm a full-fledged Kiss geek. And then the next album to drop was Destroyer. Holy shit. The cover alone was like nothing I'd ever seen. This comic book style artwork confirmed to me anyways that these guys were truly rock and roll superheroes. Destroyer opens up with Detroit Rock City, and the storyline to that song just screamed rock and roll rebellion. But the opening monologue before the song hit so home for me and just connected on a whole nother level. As the newscaster talks about the car crash, a Pontiac, Michigan youth. What? Pontiac? I was a 13-year-old kid going, what the fuck? So needless to say, Detroit Rock City is my favorite cut off this album, even though I love them all. God of Thunder, and of course, Shout It Out Loud. Kiss immortalized our great city. Detroit is always going to be a rockin' town, and why can I say that? Because Kiss said so. Here it is from Destroyer. Including the newscast, this is Detroit Rock City.
Detroit, a Pontiac Michigan youth was reported dead at the scene of a head-on collision on Grand Avenue this morning. He reported driving on the wrong side of the boulevard when he struck a delivery truck and was catapulted in the windshield of his car. The driver of the truck is reported to be uninjured. Identities of both men are being held by local police. Highly elected bridges today are expected to rally to the aim of striking longshoremen on September 9th on the day.
Thank you.
The follow-up to Destroyer was Rock and Roll Over, and for me, it was a great return to the harder edge rock and style that I loved about the band. Great riffs, Ace's leads were front and center, and for some people, including Mr. Eddie Trunk, their favorite album of the 70s era. They went from that to Love Gun, and then came out with Alive 2 in 77, which had all the songs from Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, and Love Gun. They ended the decade with Dynasty, and that was the tour that I seen in the Pontiac Silverdome. I wanted to play a cut from this time period, so I queued up a deeper track that I think really captures their rockin' riffs. This is Making Love from the Rock and Roll Over LP. Hola friends and fellow rockers, Smax here paying homage to one of my favorite bands of all times, The Great Kiss. I got to meet Gene and Paul a few years back, and what a true honor to be able to be in the presence of my rock and roll heroes. They were both absolutely awesome and very generous with their time. In fact, as the lovely Lisa was taking a selfie with Gene, at the very moment of her snapping the pic, Gene stuck his finger in her ear. I threw the pic up on our Insta page, at The Haircuts, and of course that's Haircuts with a Z. Check it out. But we laugh about it to this day. I told her, you can actually claim to have been penetrated by Gene Simmons. That's been the topic of a few interesting conversations over the years. As the final curtain falls on Saturday, December 2nd, the legacy of Kiss will endure. Truly the end of a rock and roll era. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Another episode in the can. I'd like to thank KISS for the decades of memories and great rock and roll. I'd like to thank you all for stopping by and taking another hard rocking trip through the decades with me here on The Haircuts. This is Smack signing off, encouraging you all to keep the volume up. See ya!
Thank you for tuning in to The Haircuts. Please remember to download, subscribe, and like on the platform of your choice. And remember, sharing is caring, so tell your family and friends about The Haircuts podcast.